The show is about to start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Don't Fear Grit with Rob Taormina. Marketing strategies and advertising technologies to help you build a better business.
Welcome back to the only show on all of the interweb that matters. That is Don't Fear Grit, and I've got an amazing guest with me today in studio. A dear friend in the community and probably one of the most important people in our community, and I'm honored, honestly, to have her here on the show. But Christine, welcome. Why don't you introduce yourself and let everyone know who you are and what you represent?
Thank you. Thanks, Rob. Hi, I'm Chris Fitzgerald. I am one of the co-founders of the Smithtown Children's Foundation. I am the executive director currently. We've been around about 15 years helping local families in the community, everything from bill paying to sending kids to camp to backpacks and school supplies, adopting families at the holidays. We kind of do it all. It's kind of somebody says, I need help. And we say, let's talk about what you need. Let's talk about, you know, how we can best help you.
Yeah. You know, not every town has an organization like you in it. And if they did, they'd be better.
Yeah.
But let's get to sort of the start. What prompted you to want to start Smithtown Children's Foundation?
Yeah. So, and I should say our legal name is Branchbrook Children's Foundation.
Gotcha.
And when we did that, people said, so you can only help families if they went to Branchbrook Elementary? And we're like, okay, we don't want to confuse people. Yeah. DBA, Smithtown Children's Foundation.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So we're one and the same if you come across both.
Gotcha.
I had no intention to run a charity. I spent 15 years on Wall Street. My husband was an air traffic controller. My kids were young. We moved out here from Nassau County. I was, you know, PTA mom.
What part of Nassau County did you
Seaford.
Guys? Seaford. Yeah, oh, is that right? Seaford.
Both my husband and I, yeah.
Oh, okay. I actually grew up in East Meadow, so
okay,
we're
far.
Both Nassau County
yeah,
people, I guess.
Not far.
All right.
10 minutes apart.
That's right. Right. That's
we
right.
We both got on the SOB. To go somewhere.
That's exactly right. Oh, my goodness.
People are like, what's the SOB?
Yeah.
Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So we moved out here. My children were young. And my neighbor's daughter at age 4 was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was a twin. And she had an older sister who was my son's age. We saw them on the bus stop every day. And when we found out this little girl was sick, my husband and I said, let's run a fundraiser for them. So we decided to do a golf outing because we've done that for other people in the past. And as we were running the golf outing, I found out two other ladies who knew the family were planning a dinner dance. So I asked the mom, give me one of their numbers. So my name is Christine. I called up this other woman. Her name is Christy. And I said, oh, that's funny. She goes, no, it's really funny is that the third woman is Christina.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
We were Christine, Christina, and Christy.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we ran the golf outing. We ran the dinner dance. Now the holidays come, and we're like, we need to do something. You know, this little girl maybe wasn't in school because she was sick. And sadly, when a child is sick and they're not in school, the kids kind of go on with their day and don't think much about it. But she was a twin, and she had a sibling that was 3 years older. So these kids thought about this pretty much every day. We mm-hmm. said, we need to do something. So we planned a holiday breakfast, and Maureen's Kitchen actually came in and cooked for us, and Jekko's Deli made their egg sandwich.
Oh, my gosh,
heroes.
You're kidding. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. We had music. We had Santa. We yeah. did vendors in the gym at the school.
Oh, wow.
So we did those three events, and we were like, we're finishing each other's sentences. So, and my husband goes, if you three knuckleheads don't start a non-for-profit,
oh,
you
wow.
are crazy.
Yeah.
And we're like, and you know, I was a stay-home mom. Mm-hmm. We had a home-based business, my mm-hmm. husband and I. The other lady was a teacher, and the third one was a stay-home mom, but she is a medical doctor.
Oh, wow.
So we were like, okay, what should we do?
Yeah.
So I woke up one morning, and one of the Chris's, not me, called me and said, I couldn't sleep last night. And I said, yeah. She said, I went online and I filed. We're going to be a charity.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding
okay,
me.
Okay, I guess we're doing this. And we did, you know. So, yeah. And that's like she named us Branchbrook Children's Foundation.
Okay.
And that's when it got confusing. But I yeah. said, what's our mission?
Yeah.
So our mission is just to help local families in crisis by bridging family, friends, neighbors, and local businesses yeah. to yeah. act as one
yeah.
in times of crisis. So it was vague enough that we could kind of do what we thought, you know, we could accomplish depending on what the need of the family might be.
Yeah.
We also, people would say, oh, is it, you know, only if a child is sick? I'm like, no, because if mom or dad or whoever the main caregiver is sick, or a single parent and they're struggling, that affects everybody in the household. So that's how we started.
Oh, my goodness. You know what they say, like, you know, in life, like, necessity is the mother of invention. And it doesn't just go with inventing things. Yeah. It goes with also organizing charities that field or rather provide a solution to, you know, serious things. Yeah. And in this case, you guys came up with the idea. But here's the thing. It's one thing to come up with the idea. It's another thing, though, to have the people able and willing to actually execute on that. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And you just had, like, the perfect three to come together at the right time.
Yeah. And I didn't know them.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Their children were the age of this little girl who was sick.
Okay.
And my youngest was 3 years older.
Oh,
so
wow.
So my paths probably wouldn't have crossed them.
Wild.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's how that happened.
Okay.
And it's funny, too, because so my background on Wall Street, I worked in research and equity research, which in Wall Street terms, that's kind of like the library. It's all very serious and everybody's researching and, you know, and they used to say to me, the woman who was my, like, oversaw the research assistants, she was from the South, and she'd say, I always know when you're not here, Chris. And I'm like, I think she just insulted me. Because I'm loud. I don't think she was like, I miss you when you're not here.
Right.
So My boss was moving to Texas. He followed oil companies.
Oh, okay.
And they wanted him to be more involved with the investment banking.
Okay.
Which, if you follow oil companies, you go to Texas.
That's right.
So I'm like, oh, who am I going to work for?
Yeah.
Well, he and the woman who ran what was called the research meeting were conspiring behind me to bring me down to the trading floor to work with her.
Oh, wow.
Because she knew she was moving on. They told me, Maureen needs help running the morning meeting and being the liaison on the trading floor.
Oh, interesting.
And I love it. I mean, this is where they're all screaming at
each other.
Yeah. I'm like, this is where I belong.
Right. You know, by the way, high stress environment, though.
Loved it.
Wow.
Loved it.
Wow.
So I worked with her for 2 weeks. She took a week's vacation.
Okay.
I said, Maureen, who's going to run the meeting? You are.
Oh, my goodness.
I have 2 weeks of experience. She goes, you can do this.
Yeah.
And I did. And I mean, they heard it all over, you know, Sweden heard it. London heard it. So it was wild. So I was kind of the organizer. I kind of organized the meeting. I organized the analyst.
Oh, wow.
So when it came to doing the nonprofit, I'm like, okay, I can do this.
I got this.
I can do this, you know. And Christy and Christina had great creative ideas. And as you say, got things done.
Yeah.
So the three of us. Now, at some point, Christy had to step back. So we had built an advisory board of people to help us. And we said, okay, we need to have, you know, an uneven number on the executive board to make decisions for voting. And who should we ask from the advisory board? And we asked, ready? Chrissy Linetto.
Oh, my gosh. So is that like a prerequisite now? In order to apply, you have to.
That's what Nancy Valarella said. Oh, of course.
Nancy can never be a part of it then.
Sorry, Nancy. Until you change your name, you cannot be on the exec board. That goes for the rest of it.
That is so funny.
Chrissy is a teacher in the district.
Wow.
Young, a lot of energy.
Okay.
You know, I thought she was just the perfect
person
to step in and fill that void when Christy had to step back.
So, okay.
Yeah, so we laugh about that.
Oh, wow. Day.
And Christina's husband is Christopher.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
You know what someone told me once, and I don't want to get sappy, but they said, Christ is in all of your names.
Right.
I was like, wow, I didn't think of that. So, so that makes me feel
good. Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, listen, if it's at the center of what you're doing, then everything's going to be blessed.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Exactly. Wow. That's amazing. So the way that you were talking about Wall Street, it sounds like you sort of miss it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. I do, but at 60, I just turned 60 last month, I'm not doing an hour and a half commute every day. It's a different world. But I learned so much. I met so many great people. They were so good. I spent 10 years at Credit Suisse and another 5 at Deutsche Bank.
Wow.
And I left before 9/11. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I was modeling my son. He was a baby, and he was a baby Ford model. And we were at the World Trade Center the day before for an audition.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had a call back that morning. And we were in Queens. And this is how old I am. I had a cassette tape on playing music in my truck.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, my mother
kidding.
Called me and said, did you hear what happened? A plane hit the world.
You
got to
get out of there.
Okay, my husband's an air traffic controller.
Yeah.
My first thought is what my husband would have said. oh, that's some, you know, cowboy, like these private planes don't always have to, if they fly under a certain altitude, they don't have to talk to the controllers. So that's what my first thought. Well, my mother goes, no, I think it's a bigger plane,
Chris.
Oh,
my gosh.
And I turned around, and as I was coming back from Queens, I saw all the emergency vehicles going into the city. It still gives me chills when I say to this day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So I miss it. I miss that fun and that camaraderie. And that's why when people say, oh, I love working from home.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done what I did from home.
Yep.
I wouldn't have gotten out of it when I got out of it.
Yeah. You know? So starting a not-for-profit, right, your Smithtown Children's Foundation, early on, what were some of the struggles that you experienced in trying to have this organization run and then also provide a solution and be a resource to the community? What were those early struggles that you guys faced?
So, you know, we had great ideas, but you have to fund them, right? They have to be funded. So it was getting out there and letting the business community and the small business community, because that's really what's in Smithtown, right?
Yeah.
A lot of small businesses know who we are, what our mission was, how we helped, who we helped, and why it would be beneficial for them to maybe give us support.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of small businesses, they want to barter things. So, yeah, I'll take a meal for one of my families who mom is sick.
Yeah.
I'll gladly take that. But I still need to fund my mission to pay medical bills, to pay rent or a mortgage or whatever.
Yeah.
So as we tried to go out to a bigger companies, they're like, who are you? And you only help families in like that small area on Long Island. And actually, this upset me. But I get over things. I have big shoulders. I get over it easy. I went into a TJ Maxx. I can't remember where it wasn't. It was local, but, and it was around the time when they had all the backpacks and lunchboxes out.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God, this is a JanSport. These are so cheap. I had three carts of backpacks and I was going to buy them so that when we had, you know, back to school for kids who needed backpacks, we were ready with the backpacks.
Yeah.
And I get up to the register and I have my tax exempt and the woman says, Smithtown Children's Foundation. What do you do? I said, oh, we help local families in crisis. She goes, like only Smithtown area? I said, yeah, right now. She said, oh, I didn't know Smithtown needed a charity.
Ooh.
And I went, just ring me up. Like,
oh,
are
wow.
you kidding me?
Wow.
Like, I just, oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. So judgmental.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
People hurt whether you come from Smithtown, Brentwood, Seaford, wherever, you know, people. And we have families whose idea of struggling may be different than a family struggling somewhere
Tragedy does not discriminate, first of all.
Exactly.
Sickness does not discriminate. So that's an unfair, very ignorant statement.
Yeah, you're right. It was ignorant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I did have someone say they were doing an event for, I guess it was like children in Africa to provide sneakers and clothing and stuff. And I said, that's great, but I pay to belong here, without mentioning names. And really, charity begins at home, doesn't it? And he said, yeah, but Chris, there's a different level of need there. And I said, okay, I understand your passion and your mission, and thank you for taking the time to explain that to me. And they have since done many things for us. But it, you know, everybody has a different mindset.
That's right.
And that's okay.
Yep.
We are allowed to have different opinions.
It's true. Yeah, I wish, by the way, I mean, this is off topic. I wish more people understood that. We could disagree something.
We can agree to disagree.
We can agree. Isn't that okay? That should be an option.
Okay. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
As for a, now you're very, I would call you a successful not-for-profit in that you've helped so many people. You really have. And now, and we were talking about this before the show, now it's to the point where when there is tragedy and there is a need, people are finding you. People know to call you. And for me, you fast forward now from the early beginnings to today, that tells me you're successful because now the community knows and you're servicing a great need. What did that journey look like to get to where you guys are today, to be able to be sort of that like household name? You know, was there market research? Was there marketing? Like, is that part of charities at all or not really?
Not maybe for the bigger charities, but we like to make sure that, you know, the bulk of what's raised is going back to the mission of helping people.
Right.
You know, when you see a charity that says, oh, 20% of what's raised goes to the actual, I don't know, cancer research, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, well, 80% is administrative. We don't want to be that charity. Yes. And we're small enough that we don't have to be. I get it. When you grow, things like that can happen. But I want to stay focused. I mean, I want to be the tunnel to towers, you know, where what 90 cents on every dollar goes.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's amazing what they do.
Yeah. So then how do you keep those administrative costs so low and yet so many people know about you guys? What's the secret?
I feel like it's a little from a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you have small businesses, I'm not going to get a $10,000 sponsor for my golf outing, but I might get 10 $350 T-hole sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, so that kind of adds up. It builds goodwill. It also, I like to, when we were talking before, I like to promote the local businesses because if they thrive, they can help me.
Right.
You know, so I realize that it's a quid pro quo in a good way. Yeah.
More people need to understand what you just said. Is that's true for businesses in a competing market with other similar like-minded businesses. Is I think where a lot of entrepreneurs and leaders fall short is that they look at everything as competition, and competition is enemy. Yeah. And that's not true, actually, because the tide rises for all ships.
Exactly.
We should be helping every one of us out, even if there's another business that's very similar to yours, because if we help each other out, we can create a healthier community, a healthier marketplace, and then there's success for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we don't have to be in this separate from everything.
There's a couple of examples. I have a friend who decided to start a nonprofit as she was left with funds to do so. Mm. And she said, I don't know what to do. So I said, all right, how about, what do you feel like? She goes, well, you do a great golf outing. So the one year I said, okay, we'll do it together. And I'll kind of show you the ropes. If you want to do a golf outing next year and go on your own, I won't be offended. We'll share the proceeds, but we have to share the sponsors that come in, the golfers that come in, the donations that come in. So you can work with other people and do that. We just did our second music bingo night, and proceeds go to the foundation, but they also go to Smithtown's IAB, which is their industry association advisory board for people who don't know what that is. And it's a great, I mean, our business department in Smithtown is like ranked in the state. Mm. And these kids, if you've never heard them make presentations when they do the Business Olympics, they're on this stage in the auditorium with slideshows, like at 16, 17 years old. So professional.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they do a great job.
Yeah. So they wanted to fund those scholarships. And actually, Mary Pat Grafstein was in charge of that. And she retired. And I scooped her right up to be on our advisory board.
You're kidding. Oh, my goodness.
I need you, Mary Pat.
But wait a minute. Her name doesn't sort of fall in line with everyone.
No. She could be on the advisory board.
Oh, there you go.
She can play. But So she's like, how about we do a music bingo night? I said, okay. So we split the proceeds. We did one and we just did another one. And it's a lot of fun. And for me, it brings in people who may not have heard about the foundation. Like she's got a group of girls who play bingo. They have a name for themselves. They call themselves the Bingo Babes.
Is that right?
And they play bingo.
Oh my gosh.
So those are people who are like, what's the Smithtown Children's Foundation? Yeah. So there's all that sort of thing. That happened. But there's always challenges. There's always struggles. Mm-hmm. People don't understand. People think, you know, how are you going to help me? What are you going to, how can you help this family? I want to keep things private.
Yeah.
Well, we know that.
Right.
We're a nonprofit. That's why when people apply,
there's
a form that says you understand you're not going to hold us liable if we, you know, if we mention your name. But I've never in 15 years mentioned anybody's name in any press or in any interview that didn't say, yes, you can mention my name. I understand that.
I've only known you now for the past few years, and the few times that we've met or done something together, you honor, first of all, people's privacy. And that's one thing I 100% I respect about what you're doing is, you can tell you're not looking at this for personal gain at all. You literally are in every single situation. How can I make the best use of my time and this organization to help solve a problem for someone? And that's a very rare sort of approach to things, you know, it's extraordinary. So I can vouch for her. She honors all that stuff. Absolutely.
I think what I did on Wall Street has attuned me a lot to that. Mm. I would have had an analyst say, hey, I want to say this about this company. What are your thoughts? When's yeah. best for me to do it?
Yeah.
How's best for me to articulate it? That sensitivity around what the message is and how to get it, how best to get it out there. Mm-hmm. So when we have these families who need help, I know I'm running a business.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do is to take advantage in a good way of let me use this story to promote what we're doing. But yeah. at the same time, I need to be sensitive
yeah.
to their story and their privacy. So,
100%.
You know, for people who say, oh, you really should tell more of the stories, I would love to do that. And I guess if I took a minute, there are families who would love to get on
yeah.
and tell me, hey, the foundation did this or that for me. So, you know, maybe we can do a better job at that,
yeah.
you know, to kind of help people understand what we do and how
yeah,
we do
and listen, you know? I get that, because for people that are not as involved as you are and are not as close to various, you know, moments of tragedy in other people's lives, they truly don't understand the importance and of what you're doing. And they also don't necessarily understand how deeply these tragedies impact families. Yeah. You know, they just look at it as a singular event, but they yeah. don't understand the domino effect of yeah. these tragedies. Yeah. And I think yeah. that allowing families to come in, and if you're let's say if a family is listening to this right now and they're a family that you have helped, I want to encourage you to find some strength in your story and even if you're going through it or you've received a positive outcome, one thing that you can do, I think, is to tell your story, because it will empower someone else, encourage someone else.
Yeah,
because we were talking about this also, is I think there's a lot of people going through stuff and they're afraid to actually
to raise their hand.
They're afraid to ask for help, even though they're in a situation where they need the help. You know, in life, it's either we're the person that can help or we're the person that needs help. We all have those moments.
Yeah.
We sometimes flip-flop, and we've got to have some humility and sometimes be okay to let someone
it's
else.
Okay. It's okay to not be okay.
Exactly.
Say, I'm not okay.
Right. And yeah. where we understand your tragedy and you want to be sort of alone, you don't necessarily have to go through it alone. And that's why, like, your organization is brilliant, because you allow people to sometimes be anonymous. You can just come as being that helping hand to get them through that tough time. You know, it's really extraordinary, and you create a healthier community because yeah. of it. That's why I started off the show by saying if every town had a Smithtown Children's Foundation, they'd be a better town.
It's funny that you say that, because back in maybe 2 years into this, there was a woman who worked for Long Island Business News called Beverly Fortune, and she used to produce the Long Island's Women of Excellence,
sure.
52. Like, so there were 52 in every year.
Oh, sure.
The year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and people would nominate. So I don't remember even, it was so long ago,
yeah.
who nominated us. Like, mm-hmm. she sat down with the interview.
Yeah.
And she said, what do you think is so amazing about what you're doing? I said, you know, it's not rocket science.
Yeah.
We run these signature events. We put the money in the kitty where there is a resource for a family in crisis. And then we talk to them and see how best we can help them. And she said, if it were that easy, why doesn't every town have one? And I was like, huh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
She has a point.
She has a point. Why doesn't every? So at that point, we talked about yeah. like, we should have chapters. And I said, all right, well, that's great. But
yeah.
we're busy running our own chapter, if you will.
Yeah.
But over the years, in 15 years, we do have six other chapters.
Wow.
That have specific missions.
Yeah.
And they're run by six other people who have their own like yeah. advisory board.
Sure.
But report back to us kind mm-hmm. of what they're doing and
yeah.
how can we help. And I manage their funds, basically.
Yeah.
We have a chapter, if I may. We have a chapter, a Hop Hog chapter.
Mm.
And there's a woman who, you know, lives in Hop Hog, mm-hmm. has a business in Smithtown, mm-hmm. And said, how do we get one of these chapters in Hop Hog?
Yeah.
I said, well, we did have one, but the lady who was running it had to step back.
Sure.
We never really kind of got it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I need somebody who really wants to spearhead it. And she said, I'll do it. Well, she recently had a step back because she's yeah. a dynamo and a go-getter.
Oh, yeah.
So we got another lady in Hop Hog who said, I'll do this. And she too, her name isn't Christine, but yeah. she's great. She's
oh,
a dynamo
wow.
and she'll get yeah. stuff done. And our mission in Hop Hog is similar to our mission in Smithtown.
Yeah.
But then we have chapters that do very specific things. And I love it because they're not tied to, well, what town do you live in? So Tristan's Wish is our wish granting chapter. And it's run by Tristan's aunt. Tristan was 4 years old when we had meningitis, and he passed very suddenly.
Oh, my gosh.
And she and grandma would go around collecting water bottles, and she would do my hair and say, wow, this foundation's a lot of work. We collect bottles in memory of my nephew. I mean, I would love to do something more, but that's too much work. I said, well, tell me what you want. We just want to put a smile on a kid's face. I said, okay. So we created a DBA for Tristan's Wish. Mm. So now if I've got a family who I need to help pay the rent, and it's the 5-year-old's birthday and they want a big present, I can't justify paying the rent and buying the present, but Tristan's Wish can buy the present.
Oh, yes. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Then we have a chapter, and they all formed organically. Mm. You know, it's not like we planned any of it. Silent Night, run by a St. James man who was doing a fundraiser with a guy he went to high school with whose son had a brain tumor. Mm. Boy is now in high school. He's doing very well.
Oh, wow.
Happy to say that. But he said, I loved this. Felt great. I want to do this all the time. I said, well, what do you want to do? He goes, I want to adopt kids at the families. I thought, not just kids, families. Oh, wow. I want to give them a kick butt Christmas.
Yeah.
I said, okay. So he goes, I know what I want to call it. I go, what? He goes, Silent Night. I go, like K-N-I-T-E? No, like night. Like Silent Night.
Yeah,
I go, oh, all right, whatever you want to call it, fine. Basically, you're adopting families at the holiday. He goes, yeah. I go, okay. Makes him happy.
Yeah,
and it's providing joy to him and a purpose for him.
Wow.
Something that gives him pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, we have a chapter called Smiles for Sean that is run by Sean's mom. Sean passed from cancer. But he made it to his 18th birthday, his high school graduation, and he was a junior fire explorer in Smithtown.
Oh, wow.
And he managed to become a fireman.
Yeah.
And so she said, I want to help people navigate a childhood cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
So that's what Smiles for Sean does. Then we lost another young man in the community, Anthony, and his mom runs Anthony's Hope.
Mm.
Anthony had mental health issues. And he ended up committing suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
And she came to me not more than 3 months after and said, I have to do something.
Yeah.
I said, well, what are you thinking, honey? Do you want to do a scholarship in his name? Do you want to do a chapter? And she goes, what does that mean? I could do a chapter? Talk to me. So she runs the Anthony's Hope chapter, which raises awareness of mental health issues and raises awareness about suicide prevention. So that's Anthony's Hope. And then most recently, the lady who runs Heart to Tristan's Wish, her brother passed.
Oh, my gosh.
He was a single dad with 7 or 8 kids, 3 of which he adopted. And his mission was always, I want to help. You know, he'd give the guy off the street the shirt off his back.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy he was. So we have the Heart to Heart chapter, which helps single parent households.
Okay.
So I feel like, I said, if we can get a vet's, a pet's, and a senior's chapter, we got everything covered.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
I can't think of what's left.
Now, so being that you've helped so many people locally, now let's dip, if it's okay, in the community, does like sort of the local schools or even our local government, we've got a great, you know, leadership team here in the greater town of Smithtown. Do they bring you in to collaborate? Like, is there any involvement from the schools or the local?
Oh, I can talk for so long. Okay. But I won't.
Okay.
yes. The school district is amazing. They have, since our inception, like we went to, Christy went to them and said, hey, do you need backpacks and school supplies? So now every year we talk to every guidance and social worker in the school district and say, what do you need? How many do you need? We'll get it done.
Mm-hmm.
We distribute it. Holidays, same thing. Do you have families you need adopted?
Yeah.
I need their list as soon as possible. Thanksgiving, anybody need a meal or a gift card for food?
Mm.
That's every year in and out.
Yeah.
And they so much appreciate that. And then they come to us with specific families that have specific issues that they just like, we don't know how to address this.
Yep.
And the social workers, they give money out of their own pocket. They buy things for these people out of their own pocket. And the school district, as I said, like knows us. They know to come to us with things.
Yeah.
And they're supportive of us.
Yeah.
There's a young man who passed away. He played soccer at West. And his friends wanted to do a soccer tournament in his memory.
Mm.
And they came to us and they're like, we really want to do this, but like, we're not a club. Like, we can't use the field. We're not a club. I said, okay, we can, the district will like rent us the field for the day. And it could be under our banner and our umbrella. And then also when you collect cash, we can collect it. Now people are getting their tax deduction because they made a donation to a charity.
Right,
and some
right.
people care about that and some
sure,
don't.
Sure.
And then that funds Patrick's Live a Full Life Scholarship.
Oh, wow.
In his memory.
Oh, wow.
So so they're good to us that way.
Yeah.
And when we used to do our holiday breakfast, they were amazing. They kind of gave us the run of the school.
Yes.
In the right way so that they didn't get in any trouble with anybody they're not supposed to. So the school district has been great.
Okay.
The town has the Smithtown Youth Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And they're an amazing organization.
Yeah.
They collaborate with the kids.
Yeah.
They have their own advisory board. Last
okay.
year, they did a basket and blankets drive for us.
Yeah.
And we were distributing the blankets, not only to our local families,
yeah.
but we also work with other people who deal with shelter families,
yeah.
domestic violence
victims. Oh my gosh.
And we were giving to them to distribute to
wow.
their families. And the baskets, we can always use baskets because we are always making raffle baskets for something.
Yeah. I remember last year, yeah, when you attended the opening day for Wisconsin Athletic Association, which you're invited back to
of
always. Yeah, you had the baskets there.
Yeah.
And by the way, they were a big hit.
You'd be like, oh, what's this?
Exactly.
What's this?
They couldn't wait to give you guys money to get a ticket to win one of the baskets.
Yeah.
Like, they're really lovely.
Yeah,
like, they're amazing.
I make most of them.
Do you really?
Yeah, that feeds my creative need and also my shopping need because I was always a bit of a shopaholic.
Yep.
Just ask my husband. So I'll go into Marshall's and goes, oh, this would be great in a basket. So, you know, we get a lot of donations.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to supplement the baskets
of
with
course.
Things, something
of
that
course.
Catches the eye or, you know,
mm-hmm.
some little tchotchke. It says Yankee Candle. Excellent.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So we do the baskets. But the Youth Bureau was good to us. We did a Smithtown Youth's Got Talent a number of years ago.
Oh,
with
okay.
them.
Okay.
Like it was their idea. We're like, okay, how can we help them realize this?
Yes.
Now they're doing, they're going to collect prom dresses.
Okay.
And do like a shopping night where the girls can come in and
You're
try
kidding.
On a dress. And they say, do you want to partner with us on this? So we're just working that out now.
Sure.
But it's a partnership, right?
Yeah.
And like I mentioned, the IAB,
mm-hmm.
that we partner with them to help fund both of our scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And also the town, you mentioned the town officials, the town government.
Yeah.
We just did the pickleball tournament. Leslie and John Kennedy came down to check it
out.
Oh,
yeah?
Very
okay.
sweet. And the town officials, they adopt families every year.
Oh, wow.
At the holidays. They take on family or families.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And also the Sunrise Rotary and the regular Rotary, the Smithtown Rotaries, are amazing, you know. And even I'm part of the Nisconsa Chamber. Like, I can't join them all.
Yeah.
But they know how to get me.
Sure.
You know, they know if they need me, they
sure.
know where to find me.
Sure.
If I want you to speak at this, I want you to talk about this upcoming
yes.
event.
Or yes.
can you help us with something?
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, amazing.
I mean, the town, the community, this is also a special place. You're a special person. You got a great organization, and we're fortunate to live in a really great community.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's a lot of people willing to give a helping hand.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed is, you know, at the events you have, there's a lot of people, it seems, that are like really excited about helping you with various stuff. Like, how did you get to that? Like, how did people just sort of buy into this philosophy, the mission that you guys have, and why are so many people inspired and excited to be a part of this?
It's so funny. I always, when a new business comes in.
Yeah.
And they reach out to us. I'm like, yes, we're doing something right. They want to know how they can get involved. Or, you know, I just had Subaru do their Operation Warm Coat.
Oh, okay.
And they delivered, I think, 150 coats to us that
oh my gosh.
We're going to distribute in the fall.
It
was too late for this year
because
they do it in January. And we kind of like to give them out in December.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things like that. But I feel like it was just, as I said, very organically grown.
Mm.
Like, let's do this. Oh, hey, did that work? Yeah, that's good. We should do that again.
Yeah.
And as we ran, we also, you know, the holiday breakfast, for example, is in December. How many things are in December in the community?
Oh, a ton.
Look at this fair, that fair.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has something going on. So we would say, okay, when is it? When are these other events? Or let's book ours so far in advance that people will see this is when theirs is. Let's stay away from that.
Yeah.
So just to be respectful of what else is going on, because I don't want to go head to, I don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah.
The chamber did
Which one?
The Smithtown
okay.
Chamber would do like a ball. I can't think of what it was called.
Okay.
And we would say, Barbara, when is that? Because we want to do our tasting event and we don't want to conflict with when you're doing your event.
Yeah.
So it's just about communicating with people. And again, I think back to my trading floor days.
Oh,
of, hey,
yeah,
what
yeah,
are you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
do you want to get on? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you brought up some of the chambers. You got Neskonset Chamber of Commerce. You got Smithtown Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk about, I guess, Smithtown. We're in Smithtown. There's the word Smithtown is in your name, right? So let's talk about that chamber. I noticed there's something different and unique about the Smithtown Chamber than other chambers that I have been introduced to over the years from all over the place, not just in Suffolk County, but Nassau County and even out of the state.
Yeah.
There seems to be something different about this particular chamber or the people in it. Is it the town? Is it the community? You know, what they're so involved.
I think it's a good energy. There's a lot of offshoots.
Mm.
There's the young professionals advisory board or whatever. So, you know, they're dynamic and they want to get more done.
Yeah.
And so and then they do their normal events like the running of the bull that they do every year, right?
Yeah.
You talk about the town. I'm sorry, it's not the chamber, but the senior center came to us this year and said, we want to adopt a family.
I said,
well, you got a lot of people and, you know, do they want to shop? Are they looking for gift cards? I go, maybe the best way to do this year, we have an upside down Christmas tree. It's literally upside down. And we say, turn someone's life right side up.
Wow.
And we hang ornaments on it with a gift card with our mailing address on the back.
Oh, wow.
So they did a drive for that. And she called me and go, our seniors, we had $2,100 in gift cards. They collected from the seniors at
Amazing.
The senior center.
Amazing.
And I did nothing. I gave them the tree. I set it up with the ornaments.
Yeah.
They gave everything back to me. And I picked those up probably December 20th. And then December 22nd were the apartment fires at Avalon.
Oh, gosh.
Where eight families displaced.
Yes, needed, that was bad.
They needed everything. I didn't want to get into buying clothes for people I didn't know or clothing donations. Because we've done that too when there's a family
out. Of course.
But we said gift cards.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we got pretty much to every family.
That's amazing.
I remember that.
I mean, that smoke was billowing everywhere and everyone was chattering like, what's going
on
here?
And they wouldn't let the bus in from the school.
Yeah, but you were like right there.
Yeah. Well, and I live across the street, like behind the watermill. So I am literally right there.
Oh, so that's why I'm like, because I saw a picture. I'm like, how is she already there? I'm like, she's like Superwoman. I'm not even kidding. I remember seeing a picture and I'm like, I can't believe she's already there. It's amazing.
Well, the people were so grateful.
Yeah.
And I put it out there on social, because people, this is the thing, people want to mobilize. Mm-hmm, and again, I go back to my trading floor.
Yeah.
A salesman would say, do you see this stock? Is this analyst going to talk?
Yeah.
The trader, do you see this stock? I have a position in this. The investment banker, are we going to talk about? So now I go to the analyst and say, what are we doing? Did you talk to the company? What are you hearing? Let's get the
everyone. Right.
And they're being pulled in the direction. Their phone's ringing from all these people. And I say, turn off your phones.
Yes.
Figure out what you want to say.
Let's focus.
Get down here on the hoot and holler, the squawk box, and tell everybody simultaneously.
Right.
So when something like that happens, I know how to mobilize.
Yeah,
I don't
find
that an issue.
Yep.
You know? So that's exactly what I did. I went around on Facebook. I said, look, I'm getting more information. Everyone wants to help.
Yeah.
They don't know what they need right now. Mm-hmm. They don't even know when they can get back in. They don't know what's salvageable, what's not.
Yeah.
They're talking to the Red Cross. They're figuring out where they're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
I have dishes. I have furniture. That's wonderful, but they may not know if they need that for another week or two.
Yeah.
So I immediately put up a Facebook fundraiser, and then I gave people updates.
Okay.
So I think the community appreciated that. We want to help. We don't know how to help.
Yeah.
And now there's a place that we can go to get updates, to see what's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we did gift cards, Maria's Mexican. And
Wisconsin. Oh yeah.
She gave me gift cards for all eight families.
Oh my gosh.
To come have a nice meal on.
She's amazing.
Which I thought was very sweet.
Yeah.
We have great restaurants in this community.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great businesses.
The best restaurants, I will say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really giving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a restaurateur, but I know how small their profit margins are.
Yes.
And what their costs are like these days.
Mm-hmm.
So
So
I appreciate everything they do for us. But that's that could be a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
So we did gift cards. Maria stepped up. We later on coordinated with people who had furniture and who needed furniture.
Yeah.
But in the immediate aftermath of this, it was December 22nd. Four of the families had kids. we coordinated presents. The fire department, Smithtown Fire Department, gave me gifts for them. They collected, donated, and Wisconsin collected funds and wrote a check to go to the families. Just amazing. We had Santa go to the hotel on Christmas Eve.
Did you really?
For one of the families.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had a little girl. The mom said to me, she's in the hotel. She thinks she's on holiday. She wants to go in the pool. And I had to say, honey, you don't even have a bathing suit. And it's December. I can't get one.
Yeah.
I said, here, here's an Amazon gift card.
Wow.
Go buy one. You'll have a bathing suit in
a
day.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, thank you so much.
Wow.
So, you know, we did that kind of thing. So it's the kind of stuff you're not going to, it's not going to be on paper in our,
our
statement of, okay, this is what we'll do for you. It just kind of.
You love this, don't you?
I do. I do. You can
you
tell.
You can tell. Like, you really love, you know, it's interesting. Like for me, I look at various things in life like a chess match. That's just how my brain works, right? And I could tell, like, you really love to problem solve, don't you?
Yeah.
You could tell. Like, you have this analytical mind and you love being able to say, like, all right, here's a family. I see their struggles. I can help them.
Yeah.
Let me do my thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't wait.
Yeah.
Let me get in there.
Well, listen, you know? With the housewives, my husband goes, I'll get out of the way. I mean, he knew it was 3 days before Christmas. We're making cookies. I'm trying to cook. He's okay, what can we do to help you? He knows at this point, he knows, just get out of your way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. So, two more questions for you. One, I'll put you on the hot seat. I'm going to ask.
Let me sit up straight
again. This is going to be a random question from the community that they delivered a bunch of questions.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so you're going to get a random one.
Okay,
so
we'll,
it could be anything.
I like that.
But first, let's talk about, and let's just really break this down. Simple terms, very direct. People that are listening, they're inspired right now. I have no doubt. They're like, wow, this is amazing. I want to get involved, right? So for someone who's listening, how can someone get involved? And then what's the best way that people can help?
Okay, so to get involved, multiple ways. Volunteer at an event. And we work with a lot of high school kids. We've had middle school kids at the pickleball tournament helping us. I mean, never too young or too old to be a volunteer for us. Attend the events. Sponsor an event. I tell my advisory board, look, I can't keep going to the same restaurants and businesses I frequent for that $25, $50, $100 gift card for our raffles. You go to different restaurants than me. You ask your restaurants. You're a customer of theirs. So that's always helpful if you want to be maybe on our advisory board and help in that way. Always never, we'll never turn down promoting new businesses if they help us in our mission. And in fact, when we did the pickleball tournament, I had been trying to get with the manager at Pickle and Paw for near a year since they opened, because I'm like, they're a new business. People need to know about them. Well, the reason I couldn't get to him is because they were so busy. Pickleball, people are crazy for pickleball.
It's the hottest sport right now.
It's crazy. And then when we set the tournament, they were amazing to us. I mean, basically, no members could play all day because we took their courts for the day, and they were so generous to us. But my point is, it filled up in like 2 weeks, and they basically, you know, they didn't know me.
Yeah.
But they were told, this is the Smithtown Children's Foundation. They help local families. And now they're like, we want to get involved. We want to do more. We want to sponsor other events.
Yeah.
So if you are a local business, you know a local business, you work at a local business, and you want to help raise your profile, let us help you. Obviously, we want your help in return. We want reciprocal.
Yeah.
But those are really the best ways to do it.
Yeah. Then also give the website, if you could, and other means of contact.
Yes, yes. You can always, the website is smithtownchildrensfoundation.com. My email and cell phone is all over that. It's the one that's fitzybbcf@optonline.net. You'll always reach me there.
Okay.
We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We have multiple pages out there.
Now, for people that maybe don't have the time to get involved, but they do want to be able to help you financially, is there the means of donating on your website as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Under Smithtown Children's Foundation, there's a button right at the top that says donate. You can make it I love Tunnel to Towers does their $11 a month.
Mm.
Those recurring donations, even if it's $2 a month, whatever it is. It's an income that's coming in that helps fund a 99% volunteer organization.
Holy cow. That's that's amazing. You know, and then upcoming events, what's the the immediate need that you have right now, whether it be event-based or family-based? What is something that we can help as a community today?
So, okay. So the event that's coming up March 2nd is our Polar Plunge. I will not be plunging. I run the event, but I do not plunge.
I gotcha.
But last year we had 100 people do it. It was a ton of fun. The Smithtown Bay Yacht Club lets us host it there. Yeah. So for people who do these polar plunges,
yeah,
we were told, look, they're going to come in, they're going to get undressed, they're going to run in the water, they're going to come out, change their socks,
right,
put a hat on, and leave.
It'll be quick. Yeah.
Well, the Smithtown Bay Yacht Club lets us come inside.
Mm.
And then they come inside. We have raffle baskets. We have hot cocoa and coffee.
Oh,
and
wow.
We have donuts from Duck Donuts and bagels from Boulevard Bagels and coffee from Sweetwaters.
Okay.
So they want to come back inside.
Yes.
So it's a fun event. Always looking for sponsors. We get good local press comes down there.
Yeah.
The fire department puts the boat in the water. Mm-hmm. Makes it very official.
Yes.
So that's a great event. Even if you want to come and just laugh at somebody who's willing to do it.
Amazing.
Because I don't. And then as far as non-event but family related, we are trying to do something for a young lady whose dad is very sick, and we're not sure what the event's going to be yet, but we are going to have a fundraiser. So anytime, look, you can donate at any time to the website, but when we have events, something may move you. I may not put the young lady's picture on it. When you're a high school student, you really don't want your picture all over the place that someone's doing a fundraiser for you. So again, it's the privacy. We want to try and keep it private, but we may put something out about that event in the next couple of weeks.
Gotcha.
So stay tuned for that.
All right. So I'm going to add one more before I get to the last question. I want to give you an opportunity give your elevator pitch, right? Someone who has never met you before, they've never heard of the organization, although I find that hard to believe, right? But they've never heard of it before. And you got them for like a minute. You've got 60 seconds of their time. What do you say to them that explains who you are, what you represent, and the importance of what you do?
And again, this is what I had made the analyst do when I worked on a trading floor. I don't want to hear your 5-minute story. What's your pitch? Let's go.
Yeah.
Traders and salesmen want one. Salesmen want one minute explanation.
Yeah.
The traders want the 10-second.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So the Smithtown Children's Foundation is a non-for-profit, 15 years strong. Helps local families in crisis, from bill paying to sending kids to camp and preschool. We supply backpacks and school supplies, Thanksgiving meals and gift cards. We adopt families at the holidays. And we're there as a resource for the things that maybe people don't understand they need or know that there's that resource out there. Really, that's my pitch.
Well done. And then the question that someone asked is, you can go back 16 years and you've got a gift. You can go to 16 years and go to your self that's from 16 years ago, but you only have 30 seconds to talk to yourself, right? And it's a private conversation. The genie just takes you back there, right? What's the one thing that you're going to tell yourself that's going to help you do an even better job today?
Ooh, wow. Wow.
That's a doozy,
boom,
right?
Mind blown.
Yeah.
The one thing that's going to help me do a better job today.
Correct.
Well, I think in my own personal feeling is that I could have better listening skills.
Mm.
As much as I feel like when someone talks, I hear what they're saying, I don't want to jump on them. I feel like sometimes I jump on them because what I want to say is so important. I have to say this, but I feel like my excuse is it's because I don't want to forget. I'm going to forget what my train of thought was, but usually it's probably because I'm not listening as well as I could be.
Yeah. So. That's really good advice. You know, I recently had a conversation with someone somewhat on this topic, and they also gave an answer that was not typical to how people typically respond. Because a lot of responses that I've heard in the past had to center around like the one crazy like technology or education or thing that'll make me more money.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But it's so nice and refreshing to hear things like that because I think it's underrated. Listening is an underrated skill, right? What a nice piece of advice to give yourself. I wish someone told me that when I was younger.
Well, and also in the world we live in, where everything is in social media soundbite snippets.
Yep.
Like to step back and actually listen to what someone's saying, go, yeah, what's the point? What were you trying? Just tell me. tell me your elevator pitch. No, stop and listen to what they're saying. You know?
Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining and sharing your passion and your heart for what you do. It is so
a pleasure.
Yeah, we have to have you back, because obviously you can chat for all these things for a while. And you got stories to tell, and we want to hear it without a doubt. But definitely check out Smithtown Children's Foundation and to learn about everything that they do for the community here and for all the families in the community. It's a really big deal. They need more people to come alongside them to help them out. And if you don't have the time, then maybe you can contribute a couple bucks, and because that goes
always
a long
helpful.
Way.
Yep.
You know, those are the resources that you are putting in the hands of people that need it most.
Charity begins at home.
Exactly.
I always say that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Everyone needs to go find them. And guys, as always, thanks for tuning in. And remember, don't fear the process and don't fear grit. We'll see you next time. Take care.